Guys, sorry, I was just flushing something down the loo, so you may have heard a big whoosh of water went over the boo first started. Anyway, maybe not. I'm just sorting the dog out. She's had a bit of a late dinner tonight because she had a free run, and I got back after four. From where I was today, which I'll tell you about shortly. And because I had to give her tablets then, she had to wait until about nine-ish. So she's just eaten, and we're going to let her out to the toilet now. And I just thought while I was doing all this and, you know, washing her bowl and... because we're actually... Go on in, busy girl. Busy girl. What a woman. Good girl. Busy, busy. And I just figured that... I would talk to you while I'm pinning my bowl. Angela made some food tonight for us, which was really nice. I didn't have to cook, but I just don't have the energy to kind of heat anything up and sort of stand there and sort of split it. So we've decided that we're going to have a pizza tonight, and we'll probably have the other thing tomorrow, the re-stew thing. So, it's just, I've had like a bit of a headache since I got on the train coming home, and I really don't have the energy to stand and sort of, measure out, because like the stew is from myself and Liam, and Jamie's got some rice, and I just don't have the energy to kind of dish it all out and stuff. So I just figured that we'll have a pizza tonight and I'll just chill out and stuff. Plus, I just want to get rid of this headache. It's not too bad now. I've taken something for it, so I'm feeling a little bit better and stuff. Today's been really good. In fact, I'm really, really pleased how today's went. That's the dog's bowl washed. We went to catch the bus from just around the corner from here, which is where it was like it's not very far at home. But on the bus, we went to the Upper Queen Street and got off and had to go to the Europa to meet Tori with Ushi. Some of you may follow Tori 667, we were going with the walking group that Gareth, and I think, I can't remember, I know his audio booth Smithy something, if you follow him. So we went on a wee walk today, and we went from Hennins Bay, which is in Bangor. It's not in Bangor, sorry, it's not far. There was a few miles from Bangor. We walked from Hennins Bay to Bangor, and it was a really, really nice walk. Everybody was meeting at Central Station, but because Tori was coming from Ballymena, she was getting the bus from Ballymena. And so she was getting off at Europa Station. And the bus and train station in Europa Station is kind of like in the same building, and, you know. So I said, well, it would make sense to go from kind of Europa straight through. And I was pretty sure you could. So I ran Chanthink and checked, and they gave me a few times. And then I suggested it to Gareth. And he was grand with that. He met everybody at Central. But actually, it would make sense for Gareth also to go to Europa because he only lives like a few minutes away, which means that he could walk. But he didn't realise that we could get the train straight through. So I went, to kind of be of support to Tori, really, because...
I was just, you know, just being of support to her with getting on and off the trains, because, you know, she kind of slipped, she kind of fell in between the train, the step of the train and the platform edge when she was getting on, and that's also happened to me, and she's not really, I mean, you know, shown much about trains when she got this. Come on then, good woman. So I said that I would, that I was, hold on. Guys, I'm going to pause this because our pizza has just arrived, so I'll be back. Guys, just about to shut the front door here. We've just got our pizza delivery. As I was saying, we were just being of support to Tori, really, because I've also fell through, you know, off the train, whereas she fell as she was getting on. So, let's put the chains on this door. So, yeah, I figured that, you know, she was a bit nervous, and so I said, well, look, you know, I could meet her, and I kind of prefer going from the Europa station anyway, because it's better. With some stations, the gaps from the train, you know, to the platform or the platform to train are quite large, and I don't really like that. I prefer smaller gaps, and the Europa seems to have that, and plus the assistance is really good at the Europa. Zira, you're gonna go up.
Good girl.
So I'm just walking up the stairs now, and I'm not walking up the first lot of stairs. I have to go and drop Jamie off his chicken combo. So we got on the train and we went, met the other guys who got on at Central, and we got off at Helen's Bay, and all the dogs worked for a while, and then three of the dogs were let off to run, but Zero and Ushi stayed on their harnesses because at first we didn't realise that was happening. Jay?
Yeah?
Here's your chicken combo.
Cool.
And here's John's virtual pizza.
Where are you?
There.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah. Sorry. So why? That's...
Bye.
Bye. So that's pretty much us. Sorry for the wee silly voices and stuff. I'm just going to walk up my flight of stairs. And the other half is playing about with her phone, I think. Yeah. And so we walked, and the three dogs were kind of let off. That was Eric and Lois and Wallace, and Zita, I knew she had to stay on for a bit longer. And yay, bedroom ball. You go, bitch.
Go.
What?
Oh, do you need to kill me?
Yeah. So yes, we went on a wee walk, and eventually Zita and Ushi got up. Yes, Zita and Ushi got to run because Gloria was able to guide Tori. Gloria has Eric, and so she was able to guide Tori, and I was with Susan and Lisa behind them. So we weren't sure at first when they were going to get let off, because originally it was meant to be that Zita and Ushi would work for a while, and then the other dogs would be put back on the lead so that they could, their owners could work the dogs, and Zita and Ushi could run, and Tori and I'll get guided for a while. But as it so happened, they got to run in the end. I think they worked for about an extra 15 minutes longer than the other doggies.
So, but I mean, you know, they all had a good time and they all really enjoyed themselves, which was nice. So, I think the walk altogether was about 3 miles. See, the trainers I'm wearing are, they're about 50 quid, or maybe they were less, I can't, or they're 40 or something, I can't remember. But anyway, they were supposed to be good for, like, walking in. And they kind of were for a while, but, I mean, they're a decent pair of trainers, they're very nice and stuff. But if you're going to walk any kind of several miles and whatever, these are probably not the best trainers to wear, because my feet are kind of suffering for it now. So I was looking at doing the Belfast Marathon, and I still would like to do that, just the walk part, because I think I'd be able to take the dog. But I think I'm going to have to look at how much it's going to cost me to do it. Yeah, I'm going to try and do that walk if I can. And I think I should probably wear my runners, my Asics trainers or something. So, yeah. I need to have a look online and see how much it's going to cost me to do the walk. At the minute, money's a bit of a... It's not too bad, but it's just a bit of a pain in the arse. So, yeah, I'm going to have a wee nosy and see what the crack is with that. I'm just getting changed into my PJs before that came. Before I have my pizza. And then after the walk we managed to find a wee bench, which I was quite glad about at the time because my feet were quite sore. They're still a wee bit tender, but at least they're not burning. And we sat down and we had to wipe the dogs, and Zita wasn't too bad, mainly her legs and stuff that were muddy. But I had to use loads of wet wipes, and then Gloria gave me a damp cloth, which actually helped no end to cleaning her off. And I didn't have to use the towel, which was a good thing. So that's kind of still clean. And then we worked the dogs to a cafe, and we had our food. I had myself and Tori. I don't know who else. Lisa had as well the tomato and chili soup, which was really nice. Actually, it had a bit of a kick. It was spicy, but it wasn't like where your mouth was on fire or nothing like that. So that was good. And then we got the train back to, some people got on the bus back and some of us got on the train. And Tori and myself and Gareth, we got off at Great Victoria Street. Gareth went on his way. Tori had just missed one of the buses to Ballymena. So I decided to wait with her until the next one. Which, I didn't have to stay with her, but I just thought, well, you know, I'll sit and chat with her and hang out with her for a bit and stuff. And then Tori got on her bus with her, she and the guy who helped Tori then helped me sort of to the door of the station so I could get out. And he gave me some verbal directions so I could find Upper Queen Street, which is where my bus is. And we found it quite easily. We got a bit of help from people as well. And we got on the bus, and the bus driver was really cool and told us when to get off. And then we walked home, and there were no issues with the madam today. She worked really well, and she walked at a really good speed. She didn't, whinge on the bus, although that might have been because she was too knackered after a big run. So she's been pretty zonked since that run. I got home and Angela brought us round some food, which we haven't eaten yet because I just, as I said earlier, had a bit of a headache and I just didn't have the energy to go and, you know, because I'd have to split it up into two bowls and then heat them up. And I know that like seems very little work, but I couldn't be arsed. So we've put them in a fridge and it's in a Pyrex dish anyway, so it'll keep until tomorrow. So we'll have it tomorrow. We've got pizza tonight. So we're just kind of hanging out really and playing with our iPhones or our fucking computers or our iPads or iPods or whatever that takes our fancy when we want to play with something. Yeah. So I'm kind of glad that I don't have an early morning start tomorrow because I've had two of them in a row. And not that I mind early mornings, but it's just whenever your sleep pattern has been a bit of a mess, really, and you're trying to, you're regulating it because you kind of have to, especially when you have to get up early. And you, like, on Tuesday night, we didn't sleep till quite late. It was about 4, I think it was 5, and I was up again for, like, half eight, and then to be at Gavilan for 10, and then, you know, last night, we went to bed a bit earlier. I think it was about 2-ish or 3-ish. About 2. Anyway, I got up then at about 8:30 and got sorted and went to the bus. Yeah, so, I mean, 6 hours and stuff, but whenever you're still trying to catch up, you're like, whoa. So, a bit of a lie-in tomorrow morning, I reckon. But hopefully not too much of a late one. Because that's the only issue whenever you get a late morning and then that's it, you're screwed for the rest of the week until you have to get up early again. You're like, ah! It's like a vicious circle. But anyway, it's cool. I don't think we're doing much over the weekend, unfortunately. There is a thing meant to be going on tomorrow with a group of people that we've made a group on Facebook with, and I don't think that we've got the money to go, which is a shame because it would have been nice to have hung out with some people, but I was really hoping that our money would be better than what it was. It's not really bad, it's just when you're paying a lot of bills and when you're, you know, trying to, you know, you're still getting, you know, settled with the house and you're still doing whatever you've got to do and stuff. You know, we just don't have a great deal of money at the minute. We'd have to get a bus into town and, you know, maybe meet at Europa and then walk around to Witherspoons, which isn't very far, really. So we'd be able to get a bus back as well. So, I don't know. I mean, I know you can get 2 meals for a fiver. but I think we'll probably end up just perhaps saying to, you know, saying that we can't do it this time, but maybe next time we'll do it. But it's annoying because it would have been nice to have gone. I mean, even if we didn't eat and just had a couple of drinks, a drink or two or something, and just hung out with people, you know, because we could have had our own stream when we got home or beforehand or something. Well, I think they're meeting at 6 or something. Was it 5 or something? 6-ish, I think it is. Well, 5:30, I think. So, you know, it would have been nice to have gone, but I don't think that's quite going to happen for us tomorrow. So, it'll be a day, I guess, sitting around the house and not doing a great deal, unless I can figure out something for the dog. I mean, I kind of wanted to go because it would have got the dog out and working a wee bit again and just, you know, got her active because Saturday will, I don't think there's much happening. Sunday there's not much happening. Monday, again, I've just got choir. Tuesday's my birthday, so we've got stuff going on. And Wednesday, I've got stuff going on. And then Thursday and Friday, I don't think there's much going on at all. So, yeah, I guess I should take advantage of the days I can have at home. But then, see, the dog will get quite bored. But, yeah, anyway, I'm rambling now and because I can, because basically I've got 30 minutes to talk. but I'm going to go and eat my pizza with the missus and I don't know, we'll just fart about with whatever we can fart about with.
I don't know, we'll see what the practice is about tomorrow, and it's just the money thing really, but I know you can get like if we had a decent lunch, maybe we could, you know, have a decent lunch, maybe we wouldn't need to eat anything when we're there, and perhaps just have a couple of drinks and just chat with people, then that would be even less money again probably. I don't know. But we'll just see what the crack is and see how things go, I guess. I know Saturday is the Grand National. I'm not sure if Jim was betting again with some horses today, because he said something about didn't any of them win or something. So I don't know whether that was something else on today or if it was... I think it was, because he said something about trying to watch horse racing or something, but he couldn't get the TV sorted or whatever. I don't know. I think it's the main Grand National on Saturday, so I'm not sure if we'll do something for that, like whether we'll go up to Michael and Angela's and see them up there, or whether we'll just stay at home. I don't know what the plan is, so we'll just take each day as it comes, I suppose. The missus goes back on Wednesday morning, so like, because I've got to go to this workshop anyway, so we'll just leave for those. And... yeah, so that's dead. So I'm gonna go and eat. Oh shush, you silly phone. It's crying because its battery's low. So I'm gonna leave you using the loan because there's only about 8 minutes on here left. So I shall speak to you all again soon, probably some point anyway. Okay then, bye for now. Bye.